tides.
Sail on currents of rich water by the isles of bitter pines. The roses beneath the waves from past climates of hope bloom for the fish, bloom for the pines. If the tides pull me out into the water under the waves, I will pick a flower from before and tie it to your anchor. Your ship must be in some sea above brittle coral reefs, in wind without the scent of trees. The second one, a bit of a different vein, it's called Somehow. The freezer failed somehow. A whole year of garden, tomatoes, tomato sauce, tomatillas, salsas, with serranos, with jalapenos, and peach jam, pear sauce, applesauce, mole. All that time, sun, water, weeding, and cooking, caring, all composted, which is a circle, smaller than planned, without us in between. Yet, how fine the offering covered by cottonwood leaves. And this one is, it fits in with the season, the Easter season. And it's an ekphrastic poem that was written about a painting called Descent from the Cross that was painted in the 1400s. It's an extraordinary picture by Roger van der Weyden, and it hangs in the Prado in Madrid, and it's called Descent. What you can see, the dead son, the mother, friends and family crowded knee to knee, their tears like pearls. What you can't see, mud made from dust and blood on her dress. She will try to wash it out in the laundry. The one lowering down the body clings to the cross, gets splinters in his hands. He rinses off the three long nails. What they remember later, they were all crying. What they forget, what anyone said, how they got there. Missing angel, the numb angel, the angel of mercy. Missing miracle, the miracle of the next morning, when they all wake up and keep going. But this is not a special story. This story happens all the time. We don't need faith to believe in a crucifixion. So this next one, I have to say, just got accepted by an online journal. I'm so excited. It's called Unclosed Poem. They come because they love us. They leave because they're angry. We're hurt when they're angry, and we're angry when they leave. Why is it that love and anger are in the same drawer like forks and knives? And this one is... It's from my chapbook, The Dream of Falling. It's called Book Club. I imagine some of you have been in book clubs. Who's been in a book club? Okay, this is called Book Club. Ladies at book club, careful not to say what no one wants to hear. Ladies at book club, startled to find out how very different we are. Ladies at book club, having opinions all woven together like making a basket. We earn badges in gentility, cancer, and elder care. We earn badges in association. So this one, I came to appreciate poetry pretty late, and I've always been intimidated by thinking about reading Sylvia Plath, and about all that I knew was that she had taken her own life and had ended a brilliant career very early. But finally read a poem. So this one is called I am required to sign a hold harmless agreement before reading Plath. Stars burn out near death poems. Scarlet sparks fall on wings of gold and purple. Heartwood crumbles, hard bark exhales ash. On the margins of the page, I write pyre. And the last one is quite new. It's called Leaving. Leaving, left behind after I have left, could not find me, or did not find me for a long time after I left. Time is really space. That's not physics. That's more real than reality. Here, I have stopped and called this home, put in a change of address. I do not want to leave, but what choice would I have if leaving found me?